Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
We're back. I really enjoyed that intro. That was really nice. I feel like I hadn't noticed that before listening to the other episode.
Maybe on the first season. Did we have one on the first season? I think maybe
no,
towards
it
the
was
end.
Mid. Yeah. Oh, maybe it was like not towards then. The end. Okay. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Well, to be here, I don't know about the topic, but I'm like super excited.
I am so excited about this topic.
I know. I so today, that. We're going to be talking about sex.
Look at her.
Right. And she's changing colors.
Look, she's turning red.
All right. We haven't even talked about anything.
Yeah. She's falling apart.
The side.
Oh my God. This is going to be amazing.
I hope. Are you editing? Will things be edited out of this?
No.
It all just goes
this is
one.
All raw material, baby.
One take.
Raw without the condom.
Oh, see, look at
what?
You.
What? Look at you go.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get back on track. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're all grown up, right?
Yeah.
Are we grown? We're grown.
We're grown.
I'll now, be 30 this month.
Oh,
what?
Yay!
That is so amazing.
So
yay.
I'm an adult.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That is awesome.
You were an adult when you got your car.
No.
Wow.
True.
So I guess it's appropriate to start talking about the S word.
Yeah. Sex.
Yeah. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Intercourse.
Also, both of you are moms. So.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So like,
even if we like, weren't so like, grown.
Like, how did you get those two?
No. It's just stuff that
y'all were, like,
I don't
massaging
talk about.
Each other's feet.
We just don't talk about it.
Your mouth accidentally fell on it.
Ma'am. We just don't talk about it. It's stuff that you do and you don't talk about.
Yeah.
That exists.
Right. And that's what sex is for a lot of people.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
And so for today's episode, we are going to be talking about sex. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
But we're not going to be talking about it in, like, the usual manner that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about, like, the psychology of sex.
Yeah.
And, like, how, like, different bodies and brains, like, respond sexually. Or how, like, psychologically people are in
connected.
Tune with.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Like, soul ties. That's
dangerous. Oh, my God. I'm done with soul ties. Anyways.
Oh.
Twin flames.
Mm-hmm. We have a very special guest.
Yes, we do.
She's going to be helping us with this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That would be you.
Yay.
You want to tell the people who you are?
Hi, everybody. What's up?
I really enjoy having a microphone, and these headphones are interesting. I'm Nady. Howdy. Hello. I'm a licensed professional counselor in Houston, Texas. I see people virtually in a private practice that I own and operate myself, Freedom Psychotherapy and Wellness Services. And I see people all across the state about various different things, but one of those things is sex as sex therapy and just issues in and around a lot of women specifically dealing with those issues. So I do see a lot of people with that.
Mm. Yeah. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get started.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we can't get started just yet because, you know.
Why not? Are you ranting?
Well, I don't know that I'm ranting.
But you got something to say.
I got something to say.
Okay.
Yeah. My anxiety is horrible. I'm quiet. Than usual.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my senses are just so heightened.
Oh, like your spider senses.
Yeah. Cairo would totally understand it right now.
Yeah.
And I've been feeling it all day. I've been using my coping skills.
What are your coping skills?
Well, one is breathing. Another one is praying and, like, quoting scriptures.
Ooh.
That really does help me because I'll forget, you know, and I'll start thinking about something else. And before you know it, I'm calm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just like I'm one of those people that when I walk into a room, I read the energy.
Mm.
And I feel like I'm immersed into it, you know? And I feel like I give a lot just so that everyone knows that I see them and that they're not forgotten.
True.
Aww.
I've seen that about you.
Look at Nene. She's in like full therapy mode.
Am I?
She is.
She's like so in tune. Wow. Look how she's looking at you.
Can I just be present? Can I just be here?
Okay, be here, baby.
Be emotional.
You are here.
Whatever.
Make her feel like she's not forgotten.
Right. I'm just trying to like pay attention.
Okay, twins. True.
Yeah. Wow.
Man. So, yeah, I'm really anxious.
Well, put your glasses on.
I mean, I'm going to be like, this is going to be so much fun, but honest to God, like, as soon as it's over, I'm going to disappear.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, at least for a little while.
Yeah. Sucks.
I support it.
It sucks. I you know, this is not me. So, it's just something I have to.
Where's your wand?
Hmm?
Don't you have something that you can take right now?
Like I already took it.
Oh.
I did.
Some anxiety meds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at God.
I'm telling you what.
Doctors. Blessings. We live.
Oh, my God. We do.
We live.
We do. I'm telling you what.
But maybe we'll distract you also. Like, this could also end up, you know, you can just push yourself. In
Get out of my head.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good.
True.
I know you guys heard our hair episode.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky locked her hair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You locked your hair.
I did it.
So it's so pretty.
Thank you.
I'm excited like where it can go. And I think you locked it at a good time too, when it wasn't like super, super short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's cute to like wear and got your little bang with your side parts.
I know. She doesn't really like the shrinkage though.
Oh, the shrinkage is real.
Who is that exciting for though? Like nobody.
No
it's
one
really
likes
unpleasant.
It. Yeah. That's like one of my one like really good joke is like my hair shrinkage just sucks, right? Like,
she said, my
men know how I feel.
Yeah.
Wow.
That one went over my head.
That is
your one. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
that's your one really good joke.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
I'm not playing with
that. Went over my head.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord.
Couldn't have. Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
Give it a minute.
Okay.
It'll
get you. It got me.
I'm really not playing with y'all this
day.
On this day that the Lord has made. I'm really not.
Well, before my anxiety gets out of there, and then it'll just be the Nady show.
Oh, my God. I'm like, yes.
Let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's talk about
sex, baby. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about you and me.
I'm just going to take my shoes off.
Do what you got to do.
Per usual.
I can't answer any questions in relation to Cardi and Meg. I did not listen to the song.
Wet ass pussy. Get you a mop and a broom for this wet ass pussy.
Is that how it goes?
Something like that.
A mop and a broom.
Yeah, it's like what was I've been tuning the tune all day because children have been around, so I can't say it. But it's like park your Mack truck into this tiny garage. Like
park your Big Mack truck into this tiny garage.
So it's y'all's jam. Got it. I haven't listened to it, so I can't get
macaroni
feedback.
In a pot.
That's my baby.
Oh, on that specifically, I have no input because I don't listen to rap music like that.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah,
I'm more of a glitter and sparkles.
No, but she's in love with this song.
I support it.
Oh man, it's so ratchet.
Which apparently is the phase of life that you're in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For those of you who do not know, is it okay for me to share?
Please.
Rocky is going through a quote, ratchet phase.
I blame
kind of quarter life crisis.
Maybe.
Situation.
Maybe.
She wants, explain this to us.
Well, I think I've always wanted to be ratchet because one of the things I've always wanted and I've never been able to get is a grill. Oh my God.
I don't think you have to be ratchet to get a grill. Like, you have to change your whole persona to get a grill.
Tell us, like, what ratchet means. What does that mean to you? Like, what?
You know, like someone that just doesn't care. Mm. You know, that's loud and kind of like, you know, like almost overbearing, but just does not have a clue.
Right.
You know, they just think they're just walking in the room, but you know, like.
How does a ratchet walk
into the room with like all your bling on all the time? Your hair is just. and done.
And there's foolery involved.
Oh, yes. There's so like much pettiness.
Oversized earrings.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oversized. Just flamboyant.
Naked. Everything. Almost naked.
Oh yeah. Almost bright naked. Colors, long nails. Always pointing. Loud.
Lots of booty shaking.
Booty shaking. Bitch this, bitch that. Right. Let's go to, you know, wherever. Right. Get
click,
a drink.
Clack in the click, nails. Clack. Click, clacking.
Okay.
Click,
clack, click, clack, and just keep it going.
And you know what's funny is she said she
I'm gonna
always
get toenails on my.
I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
baby.
Not.
I've been there, done that.
No. No.
She always calls me ratchet, and I'm like, no, I'm not.
Right. You're not ratchet.
She wants me to be. You said you wanted me to be your guideline for ratchetness.
Yes.
How are you
going to
be the guideline?
Because
how's
she thinks that I'm ratchet because I'm a hood.
Right. I don't think she's.
I think hood and ratchet are different.
Very different. You're not ratchet.
You call my anklet ratchet. Y'all want to see my anklet?
Can they see it?
Let me
they,
see.
They can.
Oh,
what?
Wow. You can't tell me that that's not.
Come on, chain. Come on. Oh, wow.
I thought we were shaking off the chains, but whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can y'all see? Look, show them your glasses. Make sure they see the glasses. Like, see? this is what we're talking about.
Mm,
this,
just
oh,
so
yeah.
Cute.
That is.
Oh, my God. Ratchet. So
ratchet.
Powerful.
Wow.
Ratchet equals power.
Maybe so.
Does it?
If you choose
it. You said it. Yeah.
If you choose it.
Yeah.
It's yours.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring this on. I just wanted to make sure I put it out there before we began.
True. Yeah.
Before y'all ask me a question about the WAP. It was not heard by me.
Well, we're going to watch the video before you leave our presence.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. It was so good.
It really was. And the hairstyles are already coming back.
Wow.
Like, they're already saying. Like,
oh, the updos?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Like, they're coming back now because of that damn video.
Mm, mm, mm.
I'm going to be the first one.
My sister used to have those hairstyles all the time.
I love when women, Hispanic women, wear them. I think they're so natural and so.
I don't even
so
know what
pretty.
Hairstyles you're referring to.
They're like updos.
The honeycombs.
And then, yeah, the honeycombs.
Oh, the honeycombs.
And like the wide thing that came
I used to wear those.
When they were promoting the song, I thought about Baps, like the movie,
yes,
like that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like that,
like
yeah. Yeah.
I had a hairstyle like that for homecoming in high school.
No,
oh,
you
my
didn't.
God.
Pull the picture up.
I need to see this photo.
Okay.
I need to see this photo.
Yeah, I don't think I have one.
We
but
all
that
need
was
to
like
the
Puerto
photo.
Rican, like Puerto Ricans did that
all the time.
All the time.
I think it's just so.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, let's
we
get
ready?
To the sex.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, I'm sweating. Okay, okay.
I'm excited.
What is the actual definition of sex? Like, what are considered acts of sex? Because a lot of people don't know other than like.
Been
you
taught
know,
the right way
like
to do something.
They don't
right?
know other than this. Wait.
Penetrative
or,
sex.
Okay.
Or that.
You guys got to watch
oral,
the video.
Oral,
to understand
right.
what we're saying
oral
right
sex.
Now.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right. Okay. So I have my own notes here to make sure I don't forget anything and, you know, to cover that. So with the definition of sex, I thought, like, that's a biological thing. Like the actual word
true.
Sex, mm-hmm. right? This is just like biological difference between men and women,
mm-hmm.
i.e. genitals.
Yeah.
That's really what sex is. If you're like, what's the definition of sex? That. But sexual. In the term of like a verb, intercourse, that, I feel like sex is any kind of intimate, well, I guess not any kind, but
something that would, you know.
Well, I guess in the traditional, it would be like for procreation, like acts you do to procreate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now I think like our vision of that has expanded because I feel like any sexual act is like penetrative, like what you just did with the holes, which would be like anal or vaginal sex.
True.
But then there's also non-penetrative sex would be like oral sex, which is what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like kissing can be sexual acts.
True.
You know,
oh,
certain
okay.
types of hugging can be sexual acts. You know, sensual selfies.
Yeah.
You know, we love a sensual.
Yes, we do.
Selfie.
Oh,
right?
Sexy.
That is considered
it's sex.
Yeah.
Sexual, right? It's sexual acts. Or like showing, watching pornography,
true.
Like with a partner, without a partner, showing other people pornography, showing people pictures of sexual stuff, taking sexual pictures, like
true.
So I feel like all of that could be like sexual activity.
That is
I'm on
very
overload
good.
Right now.
It's a lot. It can be anything.
It can be a lot.
It can be a lot. That's why, like, in the eyes of the law, anything, you know, can be shady, especially I think about, like, showing pornographic pictures, right? Like, pedophiles and stuff, they go to jail for that. It's a sexual act. So
that's
it's
right.
like, it's a lot broader than I think we think about on a regular.
Or now, like, if we send pictures, like, if, you know, if we break up and I send a picture of you, now I can potentially go to jail.
True. Send it to somebody else.
That's why it's got to be no face, no case.
Right. I'm very about don't put your face in the
frame. Yeah, don't put your face in
it. Don't put your face in the frame.
I couldn't put anything in the frame.
Right.
Like, everyone would be able to notice my keloid.
Oh, yeah. That's a very obvious thing about you.
I mean, I could just see me like, yeah, whatever.
Identifiable.
Right? Like, oh, I know who that bitch is. Can sex be more, can it be anything other than like a physical connection? Can you?
When you say like other than a physical connection, like.
Well, just like mentally. More than a physical.
Oh, like.
More
is
than
it,
a physical connection.
Yeah, obviously. Is that like a question for me? I feel like we could all answer that. Y'all have been in love. Y'all have, you know, you've been married before.
True.
Like, obviously, I think there's like. There can be the combo
of
like emotion and sex. And I feel like for like when it comes to women and their sex therapy, trying to, you know, explore their sexual selves, that's part of how you enjoy sex more for a lot of people. I guess not just women. If you can be really in it emotionally and really care about the person, it improves the sexual experience. So, yes, I would say yes.
So what about for the people who are just like, I just want to have sex, no strings attached. That's not possible, right?
Yes, it is.
Is it possible?
Do you? Yes.
No, you cannot have sex with somebody constantly for years and not, like...
That's different than what you just said.
Oh, okay.
Sex with somebody constantly for years, sure, maybe, like, you develop some kind of attachment to the person, but, like, a one-night stand is a thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a thing.
I could never.
And, like, casual dating, like, if you, like, known somebody for a couple weeks, y'all mess around, maybe you mess around for, like, 2-3 months, and then that's it.
True.
But it's not just sex, though.
It might be.
No.
Yeah. Why not?
I just don't think it's possible.
No, because then there would be like, you know, what about the talk?
The talk.
Well, you know, like, you know.
What are we?
Not even so much that, but like, you know, as I know, like for me, for an example, say if like I had, you know, like someone I was casually having sex with every now and then, I couldn't say that I wasn't going to catch some type of feelings because I've seen them. In their day-to-day, and there's things like that either I don't like, I like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just how I am.
But are y'all, like, going on dates? Are y'all, like, hanging out outside of the bedroom? Like, you just come over.
Oh, see, that's different, right?
That's different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there can be just sex.
Yeah, but see, men, they'll say, oh, we just want to have sex. And then they'll say, I don't want a relationship. But
then they give you relationship vibes.
Yes, they'll do relationship things.
No, that's the thing that happens. But again, that's something that people do as people because they don't really know what they want or they start to like you or whatever, like that can happen. But I also think that it's possible to just be completely like truthful and that be a real thing that they feel. Or like, because I mean, they don't the girls on the internet, don't they call it a dick appointment? It's an appointment. It's a business transaction.
It is a business
they do
transaction.
It. You said, come over. This is what I need from you. Pull up. Thank you. Not come over. Excuse me. Ratchet speak. Yes. Pull up. And you know, drop off the eggplant emoji. So people do it.
She's
I'm not playing. I'm not playing her at all. I'm really not. I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness.
For your struggle right now.
Background story.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable with sex talk. I have to fake it until I make it. I have never openly had sexual conversations with people. When people typically talk about sex or their endeavors, I walk in the other direction.
And this is crazy. I just feel like I've known you for years. We've never just, like, been in the same room in a sex conversation.
Nope.
Wow.
She was there and
I
then just literally disappear.
Then she wasn't.
Then she wasn't.
I'm shook.
I just can't. Like,
do you know why?
Mm-mm.
Do you have issues with sex in your regular life?
Yes.
That's why. That's why. Like, if you're not comfortable with sex in general in your own world, obviously you're not going to be comfortable with sex outside of your
world. I don't feel like I was always like that, though. I don't know.
I don't know if now's the time to, like, figure it out, but I mean, I'm sure we can. I'm sure five, six questions and we can figure it out. We can probably pinpoint the moment it happened.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, look at Dr. Nathan keeping us on track.
All right.
She's not a doctor.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Can we speak into the future?
Yeah, yeah.
Lord.
Your future doctor, Nady. Goodness. Yes. Give yourself props, guys.
I can't wait to give you, like, a little plaque.
Okay, okay. Can I take this one?
Yeah, take it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When sex is a psychological or a spiritual experience,
oh Lord,
what happens, or like, what does that mean?
I'm sure that's different for everybody, but what I understand of like something like that, like if I think about like my experiences, it's that like out of body thing. I'm sure you've had one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know about you. Am I using y'all's real names?
Yeah.
I'm confusion. I'm sure you have, Raquel.
Yeah.
Not sure about you, Jennifer. I don't know.
You can use our other names.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what y'all are doing here.
Just tell us.
Okay.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Just
but
be
no.
who you are.
So I think you can, yes, but what it is, I think is different for everyone. For me, it's like that, like, out of body. I want to use the term the sunken place, but that makes it sound bad. But it's like when you're super close to another person and y'all are having the sexual experience, y'all are both like in it and in there emotionally, physically, the whole thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're not even like, where are you? Like you can't even place space or time. You can't even place anything. And then like, you're just up in the stars somewhere.
Like, is it like the movies where they're like in the rainbow clouds?
That's where I feel like it's different for everybody.
The rainbow
clouds.
Like
the way you feel it and the way it comes to you is different. I feel like for me, I just like disappear. Like if I have a moment like that I feel like really spiritually and like connected to somebody during a sexual experience, it's like I'm not even there anymore. Like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like I have to come down.
Yeah.
Like I have to literally like come
How
out of the clouds.
Does and that happen like once in a lifetime, or can you be
spiritual
with multiple people?
I'm sure you can be spiritual with multiple people, but I think it has to be, there's a level of the connection with the person.
Like something that we've created like from our minds?
Between the two of you, both of you. I feel like you may, I mean, I guess you could have it on like a one-sided thing, but I feel like when both of you are connected and both of you feel a way about each other, that's when it happens. Because I think, I guess it could be one-sided. I don't know. But I don't think it's once in a lifetime to answer that question. No, I think it's just whoever, like when you're deeply, and you don't even have to be in love with them. It's just that y'all's connection is that real. Y'all understand each other. Y'all understand each other's bodies. Y'all care about each other and like each other's pleasure and the whole thing. It's really, it's some cool shit. It's cool shit.
That's
nice.
Okay.
And I don't think also like to speak on the spiritual experience, I don't necessarily think it has to do with like whether or not you have like an orgasm either. Like, I don't think you necessarily even need to like reach the tippy top in that way and have a climax for it to be, for the whole sexual experience to be like this spiritual awakening situation. I don't know. She acting like she know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it happens. It happens like I get lost. In
lost.
Kissing.
Oh,
and kissing, you know,
romantic.
Especially like when, you know, you can understand like, because, you know, everyone has a different way of kissing, you know.
Yes.
So for the fact that we want to kiss.
Right.
And it's not like.
Ew.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. Oh,
yeah, right.
No,
right.
Whatever. But it's just like, I can't explain it. It's just.
And
sometimes I don't even need sex.
And remember I said earlier, like, kissing can be a sexual act. Like, now I'm sweating. Kissing can be a sexual act. Like, you can have experience like that just kissing somebody. I agree, and I feel you, and I believe in you. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Where have you been?
I don't think that I'm very sexual. Like, I don't make connections with people like that.
That's amazing.
I just, like, I'm so emotionally detached from lots of things and lots of people, and I'm not very vulnerable.
Mm.
So I don't allow myself
to
feel, I guess.
Right.
I guess I'm like in robot mode all the time.
You're a vampire.
Maybe.
Mm.
Continue.
Oh, that makes me sad. Can we touch?
Aww.
You're gonna be so great.
I would say I want you to experience that. That's really
cool.
It's
so much fun.
It's really, really cool. I mean, it's like, it's a lot though. Like it's a little overwhelming.
Mm.
But I mean, but I don't usually regret it if you get to like that kind of height. It's like awesome, but it's like, God.
So
we can't do that. And like that's it for the week.
Yes.
Like that's it for the week.
Yes.
I have a question. So when that happens, does that make you love the person?
Not necessarily.
I don't think it has to.
I think it makes you love the sex with them.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn. Like that. That one. Mm-hmm. And then you're mad because if you don't love them.
Shit.
Right. But he gives me these.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. Right.
That's the
You part. Are Give so speaking. Oh, my goodness.
That's a thing. Because, like, if you're, again, like, in tune with each other's bodies and, like, that kind of thing, you don't necessarily have to be in love for that. Mm-hmm. You know?
I just have to say just one thing real quick. I love it when, you know, when a man is looking at you that way, like he wants you.
Oh, my God.
Like there's a hunt is on. There's the lion in the Giselle. Mm. I mean.
I'm not playing with you.
I mean, just the way that she explains, like, love and relationships and sex is just like.
She thinks it's lovely.
Yeah, like, she's been there. I mean, she's, so like, the queen of this.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like.
You know a little bit about a little bit. Yeah. I haven't been in, like, relationships, okay. So I really don't know, like, from my own personal experience, like, that part, like, being with a person and having these kinds of things. I know it from the you're not really with them or you don't, like, love them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay. Or even if you're, like, together and, like, dating, but it hasn't reached a point where we're like, oh, this is it for us. So still experienced it, though. Without having to, like, be in love or making my husband and wife him up or nothing.
My God. Mm-hmm. Where have I been?
It's okay. You're going to get there. Okay.
I hope so. I feel like you could take a little journey, though, if I'm being honest.
What kind of journey?
Like a sexual journey. A sexual journey.
Ooh, you know, September's coming up.
What's that?
It's called September.
I didn't know.
I was like, what's happening?
It's where, you know, couples, married couples or couples, you know, they're trying to get close. And so they have, you don't have so much of like a structure, but y'all have to have sex. You
Every
try to
day?
Make. Yeah. You try to, and you have to have a goal. It's not just sex. What are you trying to achieve?
Oh.
So like if you're saying like you have detached, then it's not just so much
are you
sex.
In a couple?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, y'all could do that.
Yeah, it's not so much sex, but intimacy. Like, y'all have to...
intimacy.
Yeah,
you have to write... That's the word that I was leaving
out. Okay, yes, intimacy. You leave, like, little notes. You know, you guys sit, like, face-to-face, like crossed legs with each other for an hour just to get
touching
comfortable
each other.
Mm-hmm. With the breath, seeing his chest. It's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah, the guy I'm seeing made me do that when we first started dating. Like, sit in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't remember if we were touching each other, not touching each other, but we were, like, this close.
Oh, my God.
And, like, made me look at him, and he, like, set the timer.
Was it weird?
It was. And he was like, this is for building intimacy. And I was like, all right, well.
Well, you're open, so.
Right, here we go. Right, here we go. And, like. I mean, it was cool. Like, afterwards, I was like, I get what's happening here. And, like, you know, like, looking into each other's eyes and, like, that whole thing. I was like, this is actually, like, nice. This is, like, really uncomfortable, but it's nice.
Poor D. Just so sad for him.
No.
I'm sadder for you. He's probably fine. Like, men have very, like, low, they don't need, I think, as much. Like, I think it's nice when they get it as far as the intimacy and all the extra levels. But they tend to be, like, pretty all right, most of them.
They just want
with,
sex.
Like, the booty part. Like, as long as they get the booty part, like, they're usually pretty happy. But not to say, like, once they get closer and, like, realize it, I've seen that, too. Like, I think men don't usually know, like, they don't know what they're missing versus I think women, like, notice the hole in the blank space.
Wow.
There.
And they don't.
And they don't usually notice. And then when they get it, it's like, oh, this is changing my life. Yeah.
This is interesting.
You didn't think it was going to be like this?
Huh? Nope.
I had no idea.
Interesante.
I was reading a book. I remember those books that I was reading? About the men and, like, you know, how to get men to like you.
I can never find the books.
Oh, I can give them to you. Well, they're on my Kindle, but... I was reading something about... Were you trying to take this one?
No, you got it.
I was reading something about a hormone or like a chemical that's released during sex. And that... Was it serotonin?
I don't know, to be honest.
I have to remember it. But there's like... It's something like
after sex. I think it's like the pregnancy hormone
sex.
Or something.
It's the pregnancy hormone?
I think so. Well, it's the same one that's released when you're like... making or building a baby.
They say like there's a window where that hormone releases, and then it kind of like makes you feel like you're in love with that person.
And you
have to wait like a certain period of time before like, you know, it depends on what your goal is with that person. Like if you want to be with them, then you,
Oxytocin.
That is the word.
I don't know what that is. That sounds great.
It's just like released after sex, and sometimes it tells you like that you're in love, and you just have to know like what your goal is, because if y'all are not gonna be together, then you should probably like don't text or call after that, because you might dig a hole.
Wow.
And it's the feeling that gives you the urge to like cuddle afterwards and like, you know, talk and like,
oh,
you know,
God,
do all that kind of stuff.
That's
and
horrible.
Like touch each other's faces and like that kind of stuff.
That's me. Already.
Maybe I have a lack of that hormone. I don't like to cuddle. I don't like to touch.
No, oh my God.
I don't think that's what it is.
Nah. You just need to get in tune.
I'm sure you produce enough of all your hormones.
Oh, okay. She's like, stop self-diagnosing.
I mean, not like that, but like, you're fine. Like, you're a normal person. There's nothing wrong with
you. You're
gonna
be just great.
So you get like that when you're with people?
Yeah.
No matter like who they are?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm pretty,
it's kind of
what
annoying.
Do they call it? A simp. I'm pretty simpy like that.
Yeah.
But do they like that?
It depends on the person. Sometimes they do, sometimes
they
like,
just like,
I remember I had a guy one time was like, because I was like kissing his face, like all over his face, and not his mouth. And he was like, stop loving on me. Stop loving on me.
Like, oh my God.
He was like, stop loving on. I thought that was so funny. But
isn't that like
that.
Hurtful though? It's like rejection.
I think it was like, he was joking. It wasn't like as like heavy, but I think I usually know what level I want to be at with the person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm never really like, it don't bother me. Like that's just the type of person I am. If you don't like it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do stuff no more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty like lovey dovey. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Even if we're not like dating.
I'm also like
or together.
A troublemaker too.
What?
Like I don't know what it is, but sometimes I like to piss him off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, to have sex again?
No, I can pretty much convince him to have sex again.
The chaos of it all.
But, yeah, like, I feel like I'm a cat. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, I just... And to see their face, just like, the hell is wrong? Wait,
when's your
adults.
Birthday? When's your birthday?
In May.
Oh, she's a Taurus?
Yeah.
You're a Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Not what I was expecting. I wonder what you're like, your rising and your, you know, the other ones are.
Oh,
like what
I
kind
need to
of
find out. I have the app.
Mm. What do they say about Leos and sex?
I don't know what it says specifically about Leos and sex, but Leos tend to be very like self-centered and stuff. So like I would imagine if you were like a sexual Leo, you'd want to make sure it was all about you. So I don't know how that would resonate when you don't really like sex. Or probably make sure that it's whatever you want it to be. So you probably... I would imagine you don't really let him try to
I take
do some
control.
Extra stuff. Mm-hmm. Take control. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, he don't get to do no extra stuff. We doing it like this. This is it. Because Leos are very, like, them-centric.
That sounds right.
Right. If he wanted something,
very
that's too damn
interesting.
Because I don't. Kind of thing. I feel like if he wanted something, it would be like, that's too damn bad.
Because
I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. But Tauruses, y'all just be hard-headed. So I'm wondering what type of Taurus you are for this, like, weird...
I know,
sexual,
right?
Like, let me.
I'm very affectionate, very affectionate. But something does come over me. I cannot explain it. I cannot help it. And it's so bad because it's happened before to the point the person had my wrist. Like, hey, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are you? What are you? And I was like,
stop doing this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just having so much fun.
Oh, my God. I feel like, what is going on?
Me too.
Dominatrix.
I'd be like, I'm getting my stuff.
Has anybody ever walked out on you?
I'm leaving.
No, but someone, I mean, I hate to talk about my ex, but.
You didn't have to identify.
Exactly. I didn't have to do that. But there was one time where I was just so much. He snuck Benadryl in my beer.
Wow.
He drugged you officially, so.
So I passed out.
At least it was just Benadryl. He treated you like a 3-year-old. My mom did to me. To get me to stop talking.
He didn't know what to do.
Wow.
It was just like, next thing I know, I was like.
out. So mental note.
Yeah, it happens.
Do we think that childhood like traumas
play a big role in how you
view sex?
I mean, big is relative, you know. But yes, I mean, it does. And I actually think I had something for this too, that particular question. Because, like, yes, traumas are going to have an effect, and especially if it was a sexual trauma also. Like, if you think about, like, a person that had a sexual trauma from someone they cared about, or, like, an adult that was really close to them or something they had emotional attachment to, that person will probably likely be very emotionally detached, because as soon as they get emotionally close to somebody, it's going to feel weird. It's going to be mm-hmm. confusing. So it's like, I can't get emotionally attached to you, because people that are emotionally, like, attached to me do mean things to me, do bad stuff to me, you know? So it's like that kind of thing where you get, like, where I know, I'm sure y'all have met, like, men like that that, like, won't get, you know, this much close to you if they've had, like, a sexual thing like that. Could be a thing. I feel like, oh, okay, and so sexual trauma can do different things. So I wouldn't expect the same thing to happen to the same person or them to all behave the same way. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, confusion during sex and emotional intimacy, like I said, or discomfort to touching certain areas. Like, some people are like, don't hug me, don't touch me, don't whatever. Like, I don't do any of that.
Like the 50 Shades of Grey?
They touched. Oh, his, like, burns, like, right, right, because he had the cigarette burns, right.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be touched. But, yeah, something like that, to where it's like that triggers me in some way. Sometimes people know that about themselves, like he did. Sometimes they don't, and they're just, and then they leave their partner kind of like, why can't I touch you? Like,
yeah,
I care about you, kind of thing, and they don't really know. Limiting the type of sexual activity, because, like, this thing reminds me of this terrible experience, so I can't do that thing, or something like that. Or, like, the having sex with the lights off, being ashamed of their bodies kind of stuff, like, or just shame in general around their sexual response, or, like, around a fantasy they have or something. Because, again, the, like, the reminder or something similar to what they did, or, like, I shouldn't have a sexual response. Like, I shouldn't be sexually, like, excited. So it's better if I'm not. Like, I feel safer if I'm not.
True.
That energy. Or even just having low libido and low sex drive, period. They just, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's necessarily always, it doesn't always have to be sexual trauma specific. I think any kinds of traumas can lead to stuff like that, but definitely sexual traumas directly related to those kinds of things. It would just be, I don't know if you'd be able to just tell, but obviously if your perspective on it, you know.
I've heard people say, like, whenever they get anxious or when they, you know, they start to feel stressed, they use sex as, like,
a release.
Yeah, like an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very stress relieving, I think, just by nature of it.
But, like, to the point where it could be almost toxic, like, they just have sex with, like, random people.
Right.
Or, just, like, people they don't even know, unprotected, very, like, risk, like,
careless.
Just to, like, relieve some type of, like, nervous energy.
That sounds like an impulse more than a release.
But it could be an impulse that's driven by, like,
you know, I gotta get it out.
Right. I have all this inside. I have to release it.
And I've also heard of people, like, who have been sexually molested or raped. They are the very promiscuous because that's kind of, like, the only love or, like, the first love that they've had.
Right. Exactly.
So they imitate that.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's not, and I don't know if it's so much as a, I guess it is an imitation. I guess that's a good word for some people, especially, like, when it's younger. It's like, that's how I got, like, some type of attention, or if I never got any attention, it was only that, so that's what I'm gonna seek out.
Understood.
You know?
I totally understand.
Right. 'Cause that, or even, like, for thinking about men, like, validating their manhood through sex, like, that's a thing, too. Like, either you're, like, hypersexual, like you just said, like, that can be a thing, or they think, like, this is the only thing that makes me feel, like, masculine or feel like a man, or this is what, like, you know, a woman at one point in time told me about myself, so that's
I'm
how I'm
always
going to express it this way.
Wow.
You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it comes in a bunch of different forms, like, truly, truthfully.
What letter are we on? I was just so lost.
They got the order of service.
I'm telling you. Are we on E?
On notes.
No, we're in G.
Oh, damn. I was just so lost. Okay, so I'm going to take this one. What are some reasons, events that can lead sexual addiction?
Oh, that part, that was a question that I looked at that I wasn't like entirely sure about. Like, I don't know that I could give you a good answer to. Because addiction is like, any type of addiction is basically you get some kind of satisfaction or some kind of immediate, you know, reward from it. And then you start to like want it more and more mm-hmm. and like, or then you need more and more of it to get the same high or the same feeling that you got. Mm-hmm. So it's like sexual addiction can happen like any other one. Like if you get some kind of like awesome, crazy release from like porn or having sex with people, like you said, like that, you know, super impulsive, promiscuous stuff, you get something from it and then you want it over and over again. Yeah. So, I mean, it could be the same like ideas that we just talked about with trauma, and it could just be like those types of people that are susceptible to addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there was no trauma, but they started on this porn rabbit hole and now it's just like, that's what they do all day, every day.
What was that book?
And it's hindering their life.
You remember that book by Zane?
I never read Zane growing up.
Oh, you remember it?
Mm-mm.
I think it was called Addiction, wasn't it? I don't know.
There
was a book about, I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl. It might have been a girl, about addiction.
It was a sexual addiction. I'm sure it was Zane.
Yeah, she was addicted to sex, and it was because she had been raped by a couple of kids in grade school.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, she was married and she was very happy with her marriage, and she had lots of sex with her husband and, mm-hmm. you know, there was nothing wrong. But she wanted like that rush and I don't, you know, of course, like she didn't enjoy being raped, but I think that she was trying to fulfill that mm-hmm. again.
Right.
Or fill that void or hole or whatever. And mm-hmm. she would just
leave. It's like an itch.
Yeah. And she would leave like, you know, in the middle of the night or just like do random things to go meet people.
I remember what you're talking about.
They made a movie about it too.
Yeah, they made a movie about it.
I think Tyler Perry remade it.
True, he did. Where she walked into the therapist's office. And so then it like all started playing.
I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It started out with her just watching porn.
And then she
just
would go to like random nightclubs, mm-hmm. grocery store, restaurants,
and
would just have sex with different people.
And she could literally, what I thought was crazy is that she could, wherever she was, she could literally imitate mm-hmm. what had just happened.
Oh, like the and same she, sequence.
Yes, and she would like climax,
mm-hmm.
but she was at work. Or right, she was right, in the store.
Mm. She masturbated a lot. She used like weird things like umbrella sticks or like
whatever she had on hand.
Yeah.
True.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
But nah, I mean, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. Do y'all think like, we talked about ASMR earlier. Are you like an ASMR person?
What is that?
ASMR.
It's like.
Is it sexual to you? Because people accuse me, because I like ASMR, accuse me of like, does that turn you on? I'm like, not really.
It does sound very sexual.
It gives me like the tinglies in my head.
Yes.
It gives me the tinglies on the top of my head, but that's it. It doesn't
It just makes me giggle so much.
It
reminds me of Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
How she's
the bear. She's like, it's so crisp. Fresh. Yes. Do it, Nady.
How does it feel?
That's
weird for you.
That was so awesome.
Oh my God.
I'm just wondering if it's like a sexual thing. I'd love to know from like y'all's like audience.
I don't
if they feel like it's sexual mm-hmm. or it's just a thing they like to hear. It relaxes me.
It can feel very sexual. Like,
just the sound effects.
I'm not a fan of any mouth noises.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I just can't.
Like people that chew with their mouth open
yes.
and stuff like that.
Chewing
you're one of
gum,
those.
Talking.
My cousin is like that. She hates when I do ASMR videos on like Instagram and stuff because she does not like the mouth noises and the smacking.
My mother made sure that we did not smack at the table.
I mean, you just eat. Like you just chew.
But we could smack our gum. We
whose
could pop
rules
it
are these?
In the back
you
of our mouth.
You just chew. I can't chew right all the time.
Like,
Mm-mm. Now, if I hear, like, if I'm in my home,
yeah,
whatever, like, cleaning, and the TV is always on, and if I, you know, hear, like, a woman, like, oh.
Right, you got to go check and see what it
is. I am either giggling or, like, just slowly, like, as if, like, my
She's
parents are there.
She's an actual
like,
child.
That's, it's, I don't know.
Can I be real with y'all?
No, sure. Please don't.
Okay. Never mind.
Because I come, I come from a religious background, right? So, like, since the time that I have been living on my own, I have, like, forced myself to watch sex scenes. Like, I cannot fast forward through them. I have to watch it.
Watch it. Why would you fast forward?
Because I was always taught that it was wrong. To fast forward it.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it. You're grown.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. Not only are you grown, it's just really the fact that there's nothing actually wrong with
it. There's nothing wrong. They're not doing anything. The children aren't there.
That makes me think, like, so I don't skip over that stuff. I love watching, like, sex scenes.
How?
I know, it's so weird. I love, like, very sexual things. I like seeing boobs and butt and penises are not, like, I don't want to see those.
Oh, God, they're just
for
so
for whatever reason, like, why do they look like that?
They're not the most aesthetically
pleasing. They look like Gonzo.
I don't, but see, here's the thing, too. I don't like looking at vaginas either.
Oh, but, that's just so, just, yeah. It's just
but
so
like a
weird
booty?
Looking.
Just like boobs and butt.
Right.
And
no, like, booty from so anybody. Fun. It don't care. It don't matter if it's a girl or boy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Just nice to look
guy
at.
Guy butts are like really, really nice.
You know, I was agreed. Thinking
on sex
of,
scenes.
Fully agree.
Yes.
Fully
Cowboys
agree.
Butts drive girls nuts.
Is that a song?
No, but my older sister and her girlfriends used to say that when they would see cowboys. And I'd be like,
Cowboys butts
drive us nuts.
I'm not.
I was like, wow.
I said I wasn't playing with you earlier. I meant that.
Oh, well.
Do you think, like, I know we talked about, like, the sexual, like, the childhood trauma or whatever. Like, however we think about sex or feel about sex, do you think that shows in our personality?
Yeah.
Like, could you have known that I was just not comfortable with sex?
I don't think.
Now that you think
about it? No. Like, I don't think I would have known. But, like, if we... But we didn't, like hang out or, like, go out or anything. Like, I feel like had we, like, hung out and gone out, like, I probably would have been able to, like, notice that kind of stuff. Like, it could be in how you dress or even in how you, like, tell, you know, when you see people doing stuff and you're like, oh, like, hey, we need to stop, you know, X, Y, Z. Or, like, you try to shut people down for different things. It could be, like a prudish kind of modesty sort of a thing.
No, I'm not
stuff like that. Or, you know, how far you're willing to go with yourself. Like, or even, like with makeup. Like, that probably could have been, like, a sign. Because you don't really like the makeup and stuff. But I feel like it could make you feel like you look a certain way, maybe. Or
that's exactly what it
you
is.
You know?
I don't wear makeup because I feel it makes me look like a whore.
Oh, wow. 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 So,
that's so true.
Had I just been, like, super duper therapist mind, like, something like that, probably I would have... picked up on, but like I didn't like take the time to connect those dots.
But I'm not like really judgmental. I love
but
it when people
you.
Like show their skin. I've just lived to see her outfits every week. I love when people embrace their sexuality.
Right. And that's true.
And
like you dress conservatively and stuff. So yeah, I mean, had I been like just thinking about it, sure, I'm sure there's lots of things like that about you that I could have noticed. Because this one over here just whatever, however, whoever,
cannot
don't matter.
Be.
So do you think those personalities reflect how we may act in the bedroom?
100%. Like, obviously, I mean, I would just take a wild guess that Raquel's like, sure, let's try it, you know? Like, let's do it. I'm down. Yes. Eat the booty like gross rat.
Yes, girl, yes.
Like, and doing it like that. Like,
right?
Really. Like, hype about it, right? Right, like
just like that.
Right, and you probably be like, "No, we're not doing that."
Yep. No, stop. Wrong home. Get away. Turn over. Can you pull the blanket all the way up? Turn the lights off. I'm not done yet.
Oh.
Okay, your turn. Okay, bye.
Wow.
Get up. Turn over.
Wow.
You're killing me.
Don't look at me.
Is that like quote? Like quote?
Almost.
Heavens. Eight. Heavens wow. To that scene. So yeah, is the answer.
For that's
sure.
So funny.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Like, you know, like, there's stereotypes about white girls. Mm-hmm. They say, like, oh, white girls, you're you know, you're freaks. Y'all give a lot of head. Nope. Mm-mm. Not Becky. Not over here.
That is a stereotype. That really is. And I think it's also a stereotype about older women. That,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Older women
are
supposed to be, like, real nasty because they don't care no more. They don't care about nothing.
But that is
so maybe
true.
You got to turn, right. Maybe you got to turn 40 or something. I don't know.
That is so true.
Older
well,
women
Rocky,
don't
Rocky,
care.
You're almost there. Is it true?
Well, I witnessed
she's
my
been
grandmother.
Nasty for a while.
It's in the blood. It's in the bloodline for sure. On the Jones side, unfortunately.
I'm going to spit out my water.
But, oh, yeah.
That's a thing.
Can
That's,
you see oh, yourself, goodness. Like, in your 50s, like, with your sex drive is going to be high?
It will yeah. be. Most That's a statistic. That's like a thing.
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah.
My grandmother passed away, and I think she was, like, I think she was maybe 69.
Oh, that's too young.
And she was still getting it.
Doing too much.
She was still getting it.
Wow. That's too
And she much. Would always, what I was so proud about her at the moment, that bitch would get out whatever, the room, mm-hmm. the car, wherever, and she would just, the cigarette was already fucking lit.
Right, anywhere she go. You ain't gonna catch her without her cigarette.
That is so funny.
Oh, my God.
She didn't
God.
Mind, man. She just kept going.
Right.
I was like, that's a bad bitch right
Right. Now. That's too much.
Oh, goodness.
That is so funny. But I do. I do think. And, like, I know on the sheet y'all were talking about, like, submission and, like, dominance and stuff like that. I think it also plays out in a way with if you are more dominant or more submissive. So it's like if you know absolutely that you are not into certain things, mm-hmm. like you may be the more dominant and like, you know, more bossy in the bedroom because like you trying to make sure that don't nothing outside mm-hmm. your scope happen, right? And I feel like I'm not like wild, like.
Well, like there you, are some things but, that I won't do.
But I'm very like submissive. Like I like.
So
just
am
like,
I.
I'm just a rag doll.
Just take me as you want.
Right. So it's like I'm very like. It doesn't matter. Like, sure, there's probably, like, some limits, but I'm also not, like, overtly freaky either.
Mm-hmm.
But let's
So what are the things that you won't do if you're submissive? Is that something we talk about?
Nah. Like, that's every... You saying individual? Like, mm-hmm. what she won't do and what I won't do?
I won't 69.
Really? I mean, neither.
Specifically?
It just scares me. I'm afraid like a toenail is going to go in my eye. If he doesn't like the way my anus.
So, you're not like a tall person.
It's so rational though.
I get you.
Like what if my butt's not moving? Right? What if he doesn't like my cootie pop from that angle?
I'm but not
he still, what if he doesn't? What if he, that's just a trick? He just wants it because it's better for him.
No.
And he's just like well, every I now think- and then like.
That's what I think. I
just
think
to make sure to like,
it's like a trick. I think it's some type of like, it's a trick. I think,
it has to
no,
be.
No, I think it's a trick. I can't focus, so I don't love doing a 69 because I can't like focus.
I don't know what's going on back there.
I don't know what's going on back there. I can't figure out what's going on here. This
and you're not position. Saying anything.
And I'm tall and I'm not like a small person. So it's like, I feel uncomfortable being like on top of you anyway. So it's like, I'm not a believer. I'm really not. But I'm not like, it's not like a hard pass or anything. It's not, it's like we can do it, but like just know it ain't going to be just a lot of fun because I'm going to be uncomfortable.
No.
Yeah.
I literally rolled over.
I don't have a lot
like
of
Like a stick.
Like a stick.
Oh, yeah. He was going that way and I was like, whoa. He's like, come on, let's just, you know,
no.
come on. That's
no.
what I want to do. And I was like.
I don't think I have that.
I was like,
a lot.
No, we're not too. He asked, like, why? I almost said, because I'm a Christian.
Not
Christian.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
I'm glad I didn't say that because the Lord would have come down. Like, don't blame that on me. He would have walked into your room like,
do not blame that on me.
What won't you do?
Oh,
what's
my
on your
God.
List? I bet it's longer than the do list.
Okay.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Poor
Dean. Do you have to be on top?
I have to be on top.
A lot of white women say they have to be on top because that's the only way they can concentrate.
No, not concentrate. That's the only
that's
way
the
that
control.
I can control.
It's the control.
I have to be on top. Even if I'm on bottom, don't move. I got you. Don't move.
Don't move.
I'll ride it from the bottom.
Oh, my God. That's magic, though. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Yep.
I've never
your pelvis
tried it.
Gets tired.
Don't
and
touch
so does
my
your back.
I don't get tired. Don't touch That's my good. Hair.
That's nice.
Don't touch my hair.
Do not touch pull
he
my
has
hair.
Got
don't
to pull
push
my hair.
Down my head. We not doing it from the back.
At all?
Nope.
At all?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Maybe if I lay on my back, he can hit it from like that angle, but that's really
not hard. Like
that's
weird things hard. Like we must have sex in the bed.
Only.
What?
90% of the time.
I'ma pray for him.
I know.
I'll pray for him.
You need. You know what you need.
I think it's nice that you don't get tired, though.
Yeah,
at least
I have a good
go.
Stamina. Boxing.
You an athlete. I was gonna say you an athlete. Stop doing that. No.
Gotcha.
Look at
no.
her.
Wait for it.
I don't like. I'm uncomfortable.
Y'all gotta watch the YouTube video.
No, I'm this uncomfortable. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all.
I mean, we're just having so much fun.
I enjoy
fun.
A slight choke.
Okay.
See, any kind of choke is fine.
Maybe like 5% of the time. Like, mm-hmm. do not like choke me or restrict me in any way.
Oh my God. I went to a BDSM training and they taught us like how to like choke properly without actually like asphyxiating someone on accident.
Wow.
And like not cutting
That's
off
necessary.
Yeah, and like not That's cutting off necessary. Blood vessels and like how to like hold the throat and stuff, and like that like changed up our sex game, because it was like, because sometimes, like, you know, men can be heavy-handed. True. It's like, I'm not trying to die here tonight, sir. Like, can you imagine if my mother found out the way I died? Like, can you not? But since we learned that, it's so much easier, and like you can press a lot harder when it's mm-hmm. not like actually stopping True. Your you know crushing your trachea.
Yeah, or him just like you pass out.
I don't like
cool
that.
With that.
Right, and it's like I can't use my safe words or anything because like, you're I'm choking just like... me.
Oh my goodness.
Because I'm dying. Right beneath you, I'm dying.
And you just can't even see it.
Right, you can't even tell because you're so damn excited. Like, can you not? But that's interesting.
I for sure stepped out of my comfort zone with this one. Just out there.
Yes.
Now everybody knows my business.
Oh, that's all right. That's cool.
I just
They're going to totally forget.
I don't think you're the only person like that. You're okay. not the only one.
That's fine. I just know if anybody tries to get my man, I'm whooping your ass.
But now they know that you don't get tired. So
yeah, I mean, how are they gonna
they can't compete with that. They can't compete. Like, you can go rounds, like, impossible. Mm-hmm. Not this girl.
Shit.
Not this girl. You got one time.
I'm gonna
this
lay
evening.
There real pretty for you.
Right. You got one time this
oh,
evening.
Oh really? I can
Maybe
come
two.
Like 6 or 7 times.
So can
oh,
I.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've never done more than twice. Me and like orgasms are a little
they're a lot.
We struggle like to achieve one another.
It I wonder,
is an issue.
Yeah.
That's how I started my sexual journey, because I really was like sick of not being able to have orgasms. I was like really like, what do they talk about? Like, oh, the women wow. say stuff about, are they lying? They're all lying.
Yeah.
I've
heard
that.
Stories,
It's
too,
enjoyable,
like,
but
that's
it's
not.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's enjoyable, but, like, that doesn't ever happen. So, like, I
like
went
the
on a
squirting
whole.
Thing?
Well, squirting is real. That's
oh,
a real
never.
Thing. That's a real thing. But, yeah. like, actual orgasms, like, just being able to have the release and the climax,
mm-hmm.
like, never been able to for, like, a long, until I was, like, if I started having sex at 18, probably until I was, like, 25, maybe, was I able to, like, have one, like, from, like, having a sexual partner. Like, I could only do it, like, with myself, no penetration. Like, it was just, like, too, like,
Man.
There was only one way to accomplish it.
Yeah.
I hadn't been able to until
this
my boyfriend now, yeah.
That's the intimacy, you see? You see?
See?
You see the emotional connection? There. You see what it does?
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
You may have saved my life today.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
We're, like, so running out of time.
We gotta go. Oh,
but
Lord. I want a timer.
I know.
So we know, just like a recap.
Okay.
That sex is gonna get worse as you get older.
Worse? No, she said your drive increases.
Yeah, I know.
Worse?
How is that worse?
Hopefully I have somebody.
You will.
I'm gonna be humping my fingers.
It ain't gonna matter.
You're gonna have somebody who not gonna want you.
Right, and you'll just meet people. Like, you can have more than one body. You can have whoever you want.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anybody you want to.
Yeah, there's no limits. It's your life.
Mm-hmm. The sky. The sky is it. That's the
sky is the limit.
That's it.
Damn. Was that thunder out there?
That's me laughing at you.
No, bro, that was thunder out there.
Okay.
Keep recapping.
And we also found out that sex is great. Everyone should experience it.
Good sex. Healthy, everyone should experience great sex.
Great sex.
That's
and
what
a healthy.
I think.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying to make this about me. I'm not, though.
It's all right.
You're bringing me out my zone.
No, that's important.
My libido dropped when I had 2 kids.
I think that's common.
Like, dropped. Like, I'm just, like, low sex drive
like,
altogether.
I'm good.
Yeah, like.
Straight today.
I think it's the fear of having another kid. I feel like you look at me and I can get pregnant.
You are.
Clearly you're fertile.
So fertile.
Right.
I just.
No birth control? Like, you know, I mean, like, do some stuff.
I don't like it.
Oh, I was like, do some stuff. Protect yourself.
Lord. Oh, condoms, for sure.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Protect yourself. Do
so sorry
do.
That we have to use condoms in a relationship.
Do whatever you gotta do.
I am not.
Safety first.
Having any more kids.
Yeah. I mean, are you 100%? Like, you can't just get a procedure?
The doctor wouldn't do it. He says
She's
I'm
too
young.
Oh.
So young, so beautiful. What a shame.
I mean, unless you, I mean, you can find the doctor, you know, you just have to argue.
How old is he? Them. He want a vasectomy? He about that life?
No, no, he's too young, so. Too. Is he they young wouldn't do it. He's too, 30. Yeah.
Oh.
He's too young. God. They wouldn't do it.
How old are you?
Oh, I'll be 32. Right. No, he's 31. I'll be 30. I'm 31, too. I'll be 32 soon.
What age are you? Is that allowed then?
36.
For getting your tubes tied?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. Fascinating. Yep. And it almost didn't happen.
I wouldn't know nothing about it. I wouldn't know nothing about it.
I mean, 35 is usually the time they start talking to you about it, you know, because stuff starts to happen to you regardless. You just gonna have a baby.
But isn't
ready.
Like the 35 is like the new age to have kids now.
I but hope so, because she's touching 30, and you know, hopefully a family will come.
If I could have waited, like, I mean, I had my first kid at 28.
Yeah.
But I would have waited.
Time. Yeah. I think that was a decent time.
I would have waited if I could. I just was.
Hot to try.
Whoa. To the window! To the wall!
I'm not playing with you.
Is there anything you want to tell our listeners?
That I'm tired of Raquel. Sick of her. Sick of it. What was I going to say? So I do actually have, like, as far as free stuff, I don't know if y'all do, like, show notes or whatever, but I can send you a link that I do have a, like, four steps to, I forget how I worded it, but basically it's, like, these four ways to fight your loneliness. It's a breakup recovery four-step little kit that I have. And it's about fighting loneliness, but it's, like, also sexual. So each way to, like, recover from your breakup, there's also a sexual way to recover. So it's, like, back
to I'll take it. I will take it.
I'll send you the link. It's, like, a free little guide, and it's, like, especially for those of you, either if you've been in a relationship for a really long time, and you're just kind of, like, I just feel like not me and not myself kind of a thing. It really helps with that. And then you have like this extra little oomph if you really want to like, you know.
Yes.
Get a little something extra out of it. You can connect with yourself in a sexual way too.
Okay.
It's super cool. So if y'all want to download it, I'll leave you a linky link for your people to download it.
Thank you.
We'll put it under our video.
It's super cool.
Oh, thank you so much for visiting us.
You're welcome.
We had lots of fun.
Yes, we did.
It was very uncomfortable in the beginning.
Nothing good happens inside your comfort zone.
I feel like he's probably not going to be happy with me sharing some of the things that I talked about. I'm freeing myself.
Yeah, he ain't gonna die. Is he gonna die?
He ain't gonna die.
Exactly.
He'll be all right.
Gonna live long, be strong.
Right. He gonna leave. Where you gonna go?
He ain't gonna go nowhere. Okay. I last rounds, baby. Where you going?
Look, the confidence already coming. Where are the sound effects? Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Right?
I live. I breathe. But, you know, this was nice. This was exciting. I like doing podcast stuff. And I like you guys, so.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like you, too.
Yeah. Maybe I can talk about something that's, like, not sexual. You know, okay. If you need something else, like, therapeutic and, like, knowledgeable, it doesn't have to be sex. I can talk about all kinds of things.
Yes.
I know. We just had, like, an outline, and we wanted to... She wanted to really talk about sex. And
because it's just so different. My life is just so different. I'm not in a, I'm not like who I am. So who am I?
Yeah, I can help.
Is what I keep asking myself. Mm. I can help with that. Who is you, beauty? So, oh, girl, you so cute.
When we talk about that.
Yeah.
If I wanted to have a topic or a conversation of that topic, I thought of you because I'm comfortable with you.
Oh yeah.
And I've seen some of the things that you've posted. And then also we're gonna share her social media information.
Oh yeah. At freedomtherapy _.
Okay.
_.
That's your counseling.
Yeah, for my
business.
Mm-hmm.
You can share just a little bit about it, and we'll post the links.
Nothing super special. Freedom Psychotherapy. I mean, no, freedomtherapy_ is the Instagram, at freedomtherapy_. And all the stuff, like free things that I give away, like the four-step guide to breakup recovery and stuff like that, I have all kinds of links in there on the bio, as you do. We don't have the followers up yet to do swipe-ups. We're not there.
Okay.
But we have links in bio. I always got links in bio. But yeah, no, I do. Most of what I do with my clients is working through like finding themselves, figuring out who they are, especially newly singles or been in a relationship for a million years. But it's like that, like
I'm stuck.
Where do I begin and where does he end kind of thing? Like, mm-hmm. do I like baseball? Like, have I ever liked baseball? We've always watched baseball. Like, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of my people on just to, like, and especially, like, emotionally, you know, mentally, whatever, socially, sexually, like, all of that is kind of what I like to do. Wellness, it's like a wellness thing. Like, I try to go over all the types of wellness areas so that people can, like, grow and, like, love themselves and build some happiness. Jesus Christ.
That's so cool.
That is awesome. Yeah.
That's what that I like. I'm sure people appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what I like to do for my people.
All right. Well, all right, guys. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's R-A-Q-Y, the letter N, J-I-F-F-Y.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.